All right, Tabosai. Good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Tzadik Tes. Tap of Tzadik Tes. Sheifos. Kasher Yeshla Adam Ba'ayos. Vurotza Lashanos Dvarim Bechayev. So we'll say, remember again, we're speaking about the need to be besimcha, the need to find happiness and the need to find joy, even in the midst of compromised circumstances. And in fact, the only way to advance one's life is to find, simcha in the midst of their current reality, even if their current reality is not exactly where it is or what it is that I want to be. So, kasher yesh la adam bayos, when a person has problems, v'rotza l'shanos dvarim b'chayev, and he wants to change things in his life, kigon sha'avodasa eno nochalo, v'rotza l'achlifa. Well, so let's say someone has a job, and he doesn't like his job. Are you looking for additional swam? Oh, tzadik test. I'm sorry. So when a person, for example, a person has a job and he doesn't like it, we'll say it's very profound. Or his apartment is very small. Right? He doesn't like his house, so I want a better job. I want a better job. I want a better everything. Here's the operative piece. Right now, I don't have the opportunity to change my circumstances. Meaning, where I'm holding right now is, I know that I want a different job, but I can't change it right now. I know that I want a different house, but I can't change it right now. Both say, sometimes in life, you know what you want, but you can't have it this second. So what happens? Simen, and this is actually a very profound statement, Simen Shezeh Ritzon Hashem Shekach Yeh Le'is Ato. This is a simen, this is a sign. This is a sign, ultimately, again, that it is the Ratzon Hashem, it is the will of God, that this is how things should be right now. In other words, what the Mechaber is saying over here is the following, that if there's something that I want in life, and assuming that it's legitimate, it's okay, it's normal, but the circumstances are such that I'm not going to have it now. I want a different job. But at the end of the day, there's nothing available right now. Meaning, there are other life realities that are tethering me in this place right now that are not going to change in the foreseeable future. So I know what I want, but I can't get there because of present realities. Says the Mechaber, it's important to understand that that is a manifestation of divine will. That means that the will of the Ribono Shel Olam is that I need to be where I am right now. Shekach iyeh le'is ato. I need to be where I am right now. Tzarechu, we'll say in situations like that, tzarechu levatel es ritzono, ulekabel es ritzon Hashem b'simcha. We'll say in situations like that, I have to be mevatel my ritzon. I have to go ahead and negate my will before the will of God, accept the will of God with happiness, v'la'da'as shezet l'tovaso. And to know that these circumstances are for my best, sheyiyeh kach le'eis ato. The Ribono Shel Olam wants me to be where I am right now. Now again, of course, should I daven for things to change? Of course I should. Should I actively pursue things in order to get them to change? Of course I should. I find this to be so amazing because we all have situations like this in life where I know my current circumstance is this, is X. I know I want it to change. And I know that it should change. I know that it has to change. But again, I want to be very careful with these words. Right now, it can't change. Now, what's the definition of it can't change? It can't change means is I can't do anything right now to fix this. Right now, that's why the job example is a good one. I might know that I want a different job. But at the end of the day, it could just very well be that in the field that I'm in, what I'm looking for, the geography, there's just nothing there. It's not that I'm not trying, I'm trying. There are just no options for me right now. So what do you do when you know that you want life change, but that life change that you want is not available to you right now? The Mechaber says, understand, the fact that that life change is not available, that is a sign that it is the Ratzon Hashem, it is the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants you in this current state for now. This is where he wants you. If there's no way out, this is exactly where he wants you. Now, what do you do with that? So the Mechaber says, you accept it b'simcha. You accept, that's step number one. Therefore, accept where you are, b'simcha, recognizing that you are where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be. He says, however, of course, don't stop trying to make the necessary changes you want to change. So obviously, put in your hishtadlus. Dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a change in circumstances. Dainu sheyikba la'atzmo zman b'chol yom ma'at o harbe levakish es hashinui sheirotza, that a person has to set aside time each and every day, a lot or a little, depending on the person, depending on the circumstance, to go ahead and request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the change that I want. Listen to how profound this is. So she set aside time every day to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again, please help me affect change in my life. Do that for some time during the day. Ushar hayom yerak b'simcha. Hear that profound statement? So daven for change, actively daven. You can even cry for change for some part of the day. The rest of the day, accept your circumstances b'simcha. The rest they recognize that where you are is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you and needs you to be. You want to advance yourself? Great. We should all do that. But right now, before that happens, I have to figure out how to accept my circumstances b'simcha. Because we'll say it all comes back to the same idea. Because it's only if you accept your current circumstances b'simcha that you have the ability to maximize them and to accomplish things. And we'll say, there are some people in life who always, I'll call flacker and like, you know, kick the can of accomplishment down the road. There's so much I want to do, so much I want to accomplish. I can't do it now. I can't do it in these circumstances because these are not the right circumstances. And we all know that people like that will just, and of course it's never me, it's just people like that, right? Although those, you people, right? So, you know, people like that end up never accomplishing, because the truth is the planets are never in perfect alignment and nothing is ever perfect. So life is all about, on one hand, figuring out where you want to get to and figuring out how to advance your life in that direction, but recognizing that until it gets there, I accept my circumstances b'simcha, because that's what enables me ultimately to maximize them. He goes on, he says, and a person should recognize that for everything good that I want out of life, so hopefully it'll happen. It just has to happen at the correct time. Both the second paragraph, page Sadik Tes. To this person we say, so you say to this person, right, this individual who wants life change, who wants ultimately things to be different, who wants to change around his life, we say, wonderful. If there are things that you could do to affect change in your life, do it. Do it. And do it now. But if you see in life, if I see in life that right now I can't change this, I can't change this, as tamin shemishamayim rotzim shamatzias shalchatiyakach, then ultimately, again, believe that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, the Metzias, the Rosh Hashanah wants your circumstances like this. Zutavascha le'eis ata, this is beneficial for you for now. Va'ata tzarech le'kabal asakol bi'ahava. And you have to accept it in ahava. So I'll tell you something amazing. Just a very, very, very simple mashal. Mashal amad davar doma, which is, you know, I had this chus to give a shir in New York on Sunday morning. And I sat in probably 6 hours of traffic coming back. And literally I felt like I was in Gehenna. You know, like that feeling, you know, one hour is, and by the way, it's like in the worst parts of like humanity, like the Belt Parkway, you know, like, you know, you just like, there's nowhere to go. There's just nothing to do on Belt parking lots, right? You just sit. You sit and you sit and you sit. And literally, like, I felt like life was passing me by. I felt like I was aging. You know, sitting there, and I was so angry at myself. And so what ends up happening? See, get home after 6 hours of traffic. And literally, I was just a ball of stress. A ball of stress. I felt it. I was like, right. So I did. I had a couple of chimes. But, meaning, and I realized afterwards, it's so foolish, meaning so I got myself all worked up over this, because it's upsetting, you know, you feel like literally it was a day, it was 6 hours, 6 hours just sitting, and you can only make so many phone calls, and to be honest, you know, I started calling, you know, third cousins, hey, how are you? I haven't spoken to you in a couple of years. There's only so much. And yes, you know, when you're stuck in traffic, there's only so many shiurim. I'm sorry, I'm going to admit. There's only so many shiurim you can listen to also. So I realized afterwards, so I made the wrong decision. Meaning that I was upset because the circumstances weren't, and this is a very, 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 you know, Kleinerkeit, you know, this is a nothing. But, you know, you make a decision, and the decision is these are not the circumstances I want. This is ridiculous. I'd rather do anything, anywhere than this. So you could rage against it. You could fight against it, and it does nothing. And it does absolutely nothing. As opposed to had I just accepted it. So listen, obviously, for whatever the reason, the Ribbono Shel wants me to be in 6 hours of traffic. It's what he wants. I don't know the tachlis in it. Maybe it's a kapara. Maybe he needs me to have time to think about certain things. I don't know what it is. But if I was mekabel it, A, I probably would have utilized the time much better. And B, it wouldn't have totally like derailed the rest of my evening also, because I couldn't get out of it. It was such like my kishkas were knots. So it's just, this is what the Mechaber is saying. I knew I needed something to change, but I couldn't change it in that moment. For those 6 hours, that was it. I could not change it. So I made the mistake of getting upset and raging against it, as opposed to saying, okay, it's going to change. I know. Here's what I know. At some point in time, the traffic is going to stop. Maybe it's going to be Tuesday. But I know at some point in time, it's going to let up. So what do I do with this now? How do I maximize this now? This is where the emotional, and again, I will say, if we adopt that approach to life, obviously this is a very, very small issue. But if you take this model, just life becomes fundamentally different. He goes on, he says, if I see now that I can't change anything, accept it with love. So again, says the Mechaber that in other words, you don't have to give up on the things you want in life. You don't have to give up on the places you want to get to in life. However, for now, accept your reality besimcha. He goes on, v'likboaz man b'chol yom, v'hispala with me, shebiyado hakach l'shanos kol davar. And daven every day. Set aside time each and every day to daven to the one who does have the ability to help you affect change in your life, i.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'levakish es ha-shinui sha'ata rotze. And to ask for the change that indeed you want. V'afilu binyanim ruchnim. So we'll say the examples he was giving up until now were really all in material matters. But he says the same thing is true in Ruchnius as well. Kasher Adam, this is actually very profound. Kasher Adam rotze lilmod yoser. Person wants to learn more. In other words, I want to improve myself. Ve'inu yachol. And we'll say for some reason I can't. Now, this is a dangerous I can't. Right? Meaning, sometimes there are legitimate circumstances that prevent me from doing the ruchni things that I want to. Meaning, a person has to be careful with this, because sometimes we like to think that there are circumstances that prevent us, but they don't really prevent us. But let's say a person has legitimate circumstances that ultimately are holding him back. The Gemara says, "V'ni yachol o rotz atakin midazu mida ra'a," or a person wants to fix a particularly negative character trait. "O latzeis mitayva ra'a," or a person wants to leave a bitter desire. It's something that really derails me in life. "V'heino matzliach," and we'll say ultimately again, I'm not yet successful in getting through it. But "v'vaday alav lahamshich lirtzos v'la'asos kol shebiyicholto." Person has to keep trying to do whatever I can to go ahead and change the midah, to go ahead and try to overcome ultimately again the taiva. However, again, v'lilmot alanosi l'spal love, and ultimately again to learn how to fix this character trait, and ultimately to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help in overcoming it. But I will say it's a very profound statement. But until that change occurs, I have to accept this is my reality. These are my struggles. In Meretz Hashem, one day I will overcome them. I'm working on them. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and helping overcome. But right now, these are my struggles. This is my reality. He goes on, he says, if I'm able to do this, first of all, it lightens the burden. It lightens the load a little bit and allows me ultimately to be functional in life. As opposed to if I recognize my faults and become overwhelmed by the Yitzhara, by the Taivas that I have, and I can't change it right now, I can't change it this second, or I can't affect full change in this moment, it could derail me in life because I'm so overwhelmed by the guilt, by the shame, by the sadness of this is where I am. But if I say to myself, I'm working to change this, I'm doing my part, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me along, but I also recognize that change is not going to occur in a moment. Therefore, I find the way to ultimately accept my current circumstances, bi'ava. I find the way to maximize them. And when I maximize them, they serve as the platform for future growth. Right, we'll stop over. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem, last paragraph on page Tzadik Tes, Emirat Hashem tomorrow.